You're listening to SBS News.
Long jumper Relly Caputin is now a hero in Papua New Guinea after exceeding expectations in Tokyo. Caputin entered the long jump event as the lowest ranked competitor in the 30-strong field. The 28-year-old recorded a jump of 6.40 metres to finish 19th.
A lot of girls, a lot of people here saw me walking and they just come by, tap my shoulder and told me that, oh, you did, you made our country proud. We're so proud of you. And with all the hard work that you have put into going out there and competing on the world stage, it's just amazing for us to see you out there representing our country. So yeah, I'm so happy though to see people coming and congratulating me and just telling me that I did an amazing job to make my country proud. I mean, being in the top 20 in the world, it's amazing though.
Caputin spent 17 months in Australia preparing for the Tokyo Olympics as part of a special program between the Australian Olympic Committee and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade via the federal government's Pacific Aus Sports Initiative.
You know, this program will help a lot of athletes that are coming up because, you know, knowing that this funding is there to help them achieve their dreams, it will give them a big impact though to keep working hard and go out there and compete in bigger competitions like the Commonwealth, the Olympic Games, because there's a lot of athletes out here that want to be an Olympian, but because of funding, it's kind of hard for them to go and train overseas where there's good facilities and stuff. So with this kind of funding, though, it will really help a lot of athletes in the Pacific and especially in Papua New Guinea to represent our country at the Olympic Games. So, yeah.
Following the program's success in Tokyo, Australian Olympic Committee CEO Matt Carroll is hoping it can continue through to the Brisbane Olympics in 2032.
Well, our view, the Australian Olympic Committee's view, is that it's a Games for Oceania. I mean, the other nations in Oceania aren't going to be able to host the Olympic Games. Australia can, and so it is our Games throughout Oceania. So, and that 10 years is the opportunity, you know, for the athletes and young kids and that in the islands, you know, the same as in Australia. The 8-year-olds of today will be the Olympians in 2032. So here is a really great opportunity to build a strong pathway for those nations. So it's not just the Olympic Games in Paris, because, you know, that's only 3 years away now, but looking ahead, some kids, you know, coming through, young, whatever country it might be from, going through in a pathway to represent their country, perhaps by the time LA comes around, which would be about right, and through to 2032. You start that process now, though. You don't start it in 2028. You start it in 2022.
Senator Zed Seselja, who is the Minister for International Development and the Pacific, has indicated to SBS News that the federal government will extend the $52 million Pacific Aus Sports Initiative beyond its current funding cycle of 2023, saying it's committed for the long haul.
We will want to see these things ramp up. These high-performance pathways that we've invested in now will see those next generation of athletes, you know, young kids at the moment who might only be 7, 8, 9, 10 years old will have the opportunity, of course, potentially to represent their countries in Brisbane in 2032. So the more we can give them high-performance pathways, the more we can inspire that generation, I think the better it will be.
The Pacific Aus Sports Initiative supports a range of sports, not just those that feature in the Olympics. On Monday, it was announced that the Fijian Drua and Moana Pacifica will join the 5 Australian and 5 New Zealand sides in a new Super Rugby Pacific competition that will begin in 2022. The Fijian Drua's admission was confirmed following the federal government's support through the Pacific Aus Sports Initiative. The Moana Pacifica franchise will be based in South Auckland and represent a range of Pacific Island nations, including Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, and the Cook Islands. Moana Pacifica chair Sir Michael Jones says it's a dream come true.
We've been aiming for the stars. We feel like we're almost about to land on the moon. You know, it is that kind of feeling. It's been such a massive part of our way too. You know, even as Pacific All Blacks, to see Pacific Rugby not left behind and not left in the margins.
The 56-year-old, who has Samoan heritage, is considered one of New Zealand's greatest ever rugby players and believes this will leave a lasting impact in the region.
We see a whole lot of components to this as making a real difference. I mean, success for us would be obviously to see the team do really well, make the quarterfinals, and the format allows for us to, you could sneak into the top eight and you could still go to the final, right? It's a bit like the NRL competition. So there's all of that, you know, to win on the field is paramount, and to be credible and to be competitive. But even more importantly is to win the hearts and minds of a new generation of Pacific youngsters to not only play rugby in this instance through this vehicle, but to fulfill their true potential in life. I mean, we really want this to be more than just building a great competitive super rugby Pacific rugby team. We actually see it as bigger than that. And we've got a huge vision around, transforming our communities.
Jones says rugby union will truly arrive as a global game when multiple Pacific Island nations make the quarterfinals of the World Cup in the same year.